I am Father John Ricardo. Join me for Christ is the Answer today at noon. But now, let's return to the morning quest with Josh and Allison on AM 1160, The Quest.
We are back with the morning quest, and you might have heard that familiar voice and gone, wait a minute, John Ricardo, Father John is supposed to be on right now. Well, yes, he is being moved to noon for great reasons. One, to reach a whole new audience. Two, to incorporate our morning program. But we really think we're going to cast a wider net for Father John at that noon slot. He's pretty pumped about it. And three, let the guy sleep in a little bit, okay? He's working really hard. And speaking of hard work, you know, all hard work is really the fruit of God's grace. And someone who really helps unpack God's grace in our lives is Kathy McCormick, a dear friend and just incredible rock star at this station, who is going to unpack today's gospel for us. How are you, Kathy?
I'm great. I'm not sure I'm the rock star, but we're going to try. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here at the Morning Quest. It's a great idea to carve out some time each day to dive into the gospel. You know, the church in her wisdom has given us so many ways that we can meditate on scripture, and Lectio Divina is one of those ways. Mm-hmm. It's the practice of listening to scripture and being open mm-hmm. to the Holy Spirit in order to hear the word or phrase that the Lord wants you to hear in order to bring you closer to him through his word. Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea to dive into the gospel reading for today. I think that's a great way to build this up. See what the Lord has to say to us today. So the gospel is Luke 8:16-18. No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away. And that's the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Christ.
So, was there anything that kind of came out to you guys? Any thoughts or phrases or words that hit you?
I love this gospel reading to begin with, because I just think of when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, or if we are doing God's will, just being out there and being present in front of others. So whenever I hear this, I'm like, we cannot keep what we have inside. We are called to go out to wherever we are, whether it's a grocery store, whether it's the gas station, whether it's at a child's sporting event, mm-hmm. and just be that light to the world.
Yeah, most definitely be the light to the world.
Yep, absolutely. And I think, too, I mean, light really symbolizing like this truth, this wisdom, God's presence, right? And when we light a lamp, I mean, it takes a little work. It takes a cooperation with God's grace. I mean, look, the fuse is there. If we put the light on it, it'll light up, but it takes some action on our part. But when we do that, you know, that's the smallest step for God. Whatever that small step mm-hmm. is, he'll take three more steps towards us, right? Mm-hmm. And again, that is the witness that we get to bear forth in cooperation with God's grace, right? And so we really place ourselves in a position to be that light, and illuminate Christ's truth, you know, especially to let the gospel of his grace shine through us.
Right. And in this chapter, if we back up a little bit, and sometimes when we read scripture, you want to kind of see what went before the gospel, what went after, mm-hmm. why is the church picking this gospel? So in the chapter of Luke, chapter 8, the parable of the sower is presented, mm. and then the disciples ask, could you explain what that's all about? And so, you know, it's the rocky ground and all that.
Yes.
And Jesus explains it. And then we are given this parable. And in a way, Jesus is really trying to explain how we should listen and respond to the word of God. When we hear the word, we must become light, mm-hmm. like you guys said. But we can't share what we don't have.
Amen.
Mm. So how do we hear the word of God? I think that when he says, take care then how you hear, that was one of the scripture verses in there. Take care then how you hear. And that to me becomes a call to prepare myself to hear the gospel. And so when we go into Mass, how do we prepare ourselves to hear the gospel? Many times, I think that in the car, there's kids kind of...
Yes, there are.
kind of being a little rowdy, or, you know, it's hard to sometimes quiet yourself in Mass before listening to the scripture. But I think these are good questions to ask. When we're at Mass, have we prepared ourselves to experience the presence of God in His Word? And I want to challenge everyone, all the listeners out there, that you can prepare yourself by sitting down and reading Scripture, reading the Gospels, reading the daily Word, and you can do that through so many materials. There's the Magnificat. The United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, their website has the daily readings. There's so many ways that you can find the daily readings, and the Church in her wisdom has set that up, the Liturgy of the Word, so that we can walk through the Bible in 3 years. So really you need to prepare yourselves for that. How do you guys, do you
prepare?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Now working here, you know, just going through the scripture daily, that's the beautiful thing about this show.
Right.
I mean, we are going to be, you know, going over the gospel reading daily. So it has been amazing just listening to it and being in the Word. And I really just, when I hear it, it really just, my heart overflows, right? It's the Word of God. It's living. It is living Word. So it's beautiful. Now going to Mass, I do have three kids. So sometimes it might not be smooth sailing, but I make an effort when I go into the church and I sit down. I'm like, here I am, Lord, you know, you see everything, you know what's going on. Here I am, to make myself present for Him. And that does help, because I know there are probably other moms out there that maybe come in frazzled sometimes. You need to be focused and get ready.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that you got to, Kathy, is you're really important, like emphasizing the importance of the soil in which things are planted. So there's a phrase in certain 12 step I've heard in a meeting where it's, I can either be a bright light or a dire warning. You know, and so sometimes people would rather see a sermon than hear one. But in our lives being, you know, congruent and consistent with Christ's call and His message, you know, people are actually seeing His light shine brightly through us. And one way to do that, obviously, through a sacramental rhythm, so important, daily Mass, adoration, all the confession, all those great things. But am I really also doing an examination of conscience and cueing in on the character defects or perhaps certain vices, bad habits that really need to be addressed, because those things dim the light, right? And as I hand those over to the Lord and take steps to hopefully eradicate or minimize those things, that light gets a lot brighter.
Yeah, I think sometimes, excuse me, scripture can be intimidating. And one of the things that the Lectio Divina helps is to not make it intimidating. We can all read scripture and gain something from it. And I think that's carving out the time to do that is extremely important. And doing that before Mass is even better.
Absolutely. Amen.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for being here with us, diving into the Word.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
It's like that phrase. You don't always, the middle of your day is not always going to go well, but you can start it right and end it right. And you help us start
Amen.
It right.
Amen.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.